Hi, everyone, and welcome to Remaking Tomorrow, a series of conversations about the future of teaching and learning. I'm Ryan Radzeski, here with Greg Baer, and we're the co-authors of When You Wonder, You're Learning, Mr. Rogers' Enduring Lessons for Raising Creative, Curious, Caring Kids.
This is a podcast powered by Remake Learning, a network that ignites engaging and relevant learning in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change. On today's episode, you're going to be hearing from some of our past guests. We've had so many brilliant people join us over the past number of years talking about the future of teaching and learning. And today, we're going to hear their wisdom about the important role that parents, families, and caregivers play in the lives of our young people.
And so let's begin the podcast the way we usually end it.
What's one thing that grown-ups can do today to make tomorrow a more promising place for every learner?
We need to trust young people with more agency if we want them to be more engaged and if we want more of the curiosity-driven learning and the problem-solving. Be engaged together in that messiness of learning and making choices, which can sometimes be uncomfortable. Hi, I'm Kim Smith, the founder of the Learner Studio.
Kids are just these bundles of powerful feelings, and we need to respect them and listen to them and help them, letting children, you know, discover the world and really soar through their education.
Because the minute you are here, you are worth understanding. Your history was worth understanding. Your role, your potential, it's worth seriously studying. They should feel like they are surrounded by people who are invested in that inquiry.
Hi, I'm Paul Siefkin. I'm the president and CEO of Fred Rogers Productions.
Hi, my name is George the Poet. I'm a spoken word artist, author, and social commentator.
I am consistently shocked by the effects of attribution teaching kids that we really believe in them. And I think as parents, as teachers, we just presume that they take our constructive criticism constructively, that they think that we're on their side. So we can't lose sight of the fact that we are social and emotional beings. And as kids, seeing ourselves through other people's eyes, seeing that people believe in us, in our potential for contribution and fulfillment, makes a bigger difference than we often realize. I'm Todd Rose, and I am the author of The End of Average, Dark Horse, and Collective Illusions.
Really encourage students' creativity. Give students or give children the opportunity to use their imagination, to ask questions, to solve problems, and then empower them to use that creativity and their imagination to create something new.
I completely agree with Melissa. I think the best thing you can do for any child is give them the time to be creative and shine. My name is Anna Blank. I am an elementary tech integrator at Elizabeth Forward School District.
I am Melissa Unger, and I am an elementary STEAM teacher at South Fayette School District.
You know, when you're talking to a child about something that just seems magical and you can just see their eyes open, creating the sense of possibility and the wonder that surrounds us is probably the biggest thing that parents and educators can do for children. It sort of sets them off on a path. It's teaching them a love of learning that they'll carry with them for the rest of their lives.
I'm Paula Kirger. I'm the president and CEO of PBS.
Give kids more autonomy. Let them make more decisions for themselves, even if it doesn't feel like the right decision for you.
The questions, the answers, the solutions that come from them are truly oftentimes heartwarming and also shocking in all the right ways.
Hi, I'm Jenny Anderson. I'm an award-winning journalist and author.
Hi, this is Virgil Hammonds, CEO of the Aurora Institute and father.
Hi, I'm Margaret Honey, and I am the president and CEO of the Scratch Foundation. I would say create space for your kids that is, of course, safe, but where they have free time in an unsupervised way to create imaginary spaces that they fill with their joy, their ideas, their delight, and with each other.
This is DJ Vanis, a tribal enrolled member of the Ottawa Nation, former military officer, author, speaker, and owner of Native Discovery Incorporated. Spur a joy for curiosity. facilitate that, foster that, you know, keep that burning bright. We all start off with such a bright fire of curiosity about the world we live in, who we are, what we can do. And we tend to lose that as we get older. We get jaded, we get cynical. But if we can keep that intact from a young age, keep that growing throughout our education, that's where all the opportunities in the world really open up.
This is Mort Sherman, Associate Executive Director from AASA, the School Superintendents Association. I would have every parent, every teacher, every community member say to every child, every day, you know, this work that we're doing is important. And not only is it important, you could do it. I know you could do it. And by the way, not only is it important and you could do it, but I won't give up on you. I am here for you. And even when you've given up on yourself, please know, I won't give up on you.
Hi, I'm Talia Milgram Elcott. I am the founder and executive director of 100K and 10. And what we need in the world are more people who are lit up, just full of excitement about the things they get to do. Help your young people find that thing and not to be afraid of what it is, or not to feel like it has to conform to a set of expectations, but to know that when we have a chance to explore and to live out those places of connection, we are our fullest selves